Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. This is Amy Loboda reporting from Fort Myers, Florida, and my guest today is Lois Jirogi, air traffic controller at the Jomo Kenyatta International Airport in Nairobi, Kenya. Lois, thank you for being with us today. Can you tell us a little bit about your responsibilities in the approach control at Jomo Kenyatta?
My responsibilities for now, I'm a coordinator, approach coordinator. I coordinate all traffic between the Nairobi FIR and Dar es Salaam FIR, getting the estimates, getting the correct flight levels, and of course separating the aircraft that are coming, that are flying in between the two FIRs.
FIR, for those of us who are not on the African continent, would be the controlled airspace around those two airports. Is that correct?
Yes, that's a flight information region.
Excellent. Flight information region. Lois?
Yes.
When you're coordinating this traffic, how much traffic are we talking about?
The traffic, it depends on the time of the day. Like in the morning, we have the peak time when there's a lot of traffic coming in from the north, going south, down to South Africa, down to Zimbabwe and Zambia. Then in the evening, we have the peak when they're all going back, mostly the Ethiopian Airlines, the Kenya Airways, and the Egyptian Airways, and also Emirates Airlines. So the traffic depends with the time of the day. So but I'd approximately say around 200 aircraft.
Excellent. So roughly 200 aircraft. The other little fly in the ointment is you've also got Wilson Airport, which though it is not an big airline airport, it's a small airline airport, and there are plenty of aircraft coming and going from that area too. Is that not correct?
Yeah, that is correct. What we have at Wilson is a general aviation airport, mainly general aviation aircraft. We have the light aircraft, the small Cessna 208, mostly. And what we do with the, because it's pretty near, it's almost 4 miles apart from the Jomo Kenyatta ILS system and approach path. So what we do is that aircraft that are departing from Wilson usually are restricted to a certain height that they cannot go above. So they fly out at a height of 6,200 feet so that they're below the traffic that are coming in for the approach bus to Jomo Kenyatta. And in that way, they're separated by around 1,000 feet.
I saw that there was a repeater station in the tower at Wilson, so the controllers in the tower can also see your traffic. Is that not correct?
That is correct. What they have at Wilson Tower is a radar screen. So they don't control the aircraft through the radar screen themselves. But what happens is that the radar screen helps them to see the aircraft on the approach path, and it makes it easy for situational awareness. So that when they're releasing the aircraft for departure, they give that as traffic information that you have traffic number 1, 2, 3 aligned on the ILS for Jomo Kenyatta.
Now, English is the language of aviation in Kenya. Is that, can we safely say that that's true throughout all of Africa, that all of the controllers and all of the pilots are speaking English when they speak to each other?
That is correct. That is an ICAO, it's something that has been provided by ICAO, so everyone has to have a certain level of English knowledge. And we have been doing English proficiency tests.
Excellent. So you're not going to encounter an air traffic controller that doesn't speak a certain standardized level of English, hopefully throughout the world, but certainly not in Africa, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, that is correct. We all do the proficiency test, and if you get below the level 4, you don't pass the test, and you're not allowed to sit at the desk. So that would be a correct conclusion. Everyone in Africa has a very good proficiency of English to be an air traffic controller.
Well, now everyone in the United States also has to have an English proficiency, even on our certificates and our ratings. So that's that's ICAO for you. It's very standardized throughout the world. Tell me a little bit more about the responsibilities on the desk. Now, you're coordinating other air traffic controllers at this point, right? So you're not, are you actually talking to aircraft, or are you working with the air traffic controllers who are speaking to the aircraft?
Okay, at the moment I'm coordinating. I do not have the approach rating. So there's one who has the rating, who does the controlling with the aircraft, with the pilots, and myself. Since I do not have the rating, I am a coordinator. I just help them out. But there's an approach radar rated controller.
How long will it take for you to get that rating?
It depends with the slots, the training slots. But roughly, the training takes 12 weeks. 12 weeks, and then you do an on-job training for around 3 months. So roughly around 9 months, you should have a radar rating.
Ah, 9 months. Good. We know that nine months. That's a key number. Lois, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with FAA's Managing Safety.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Lobota and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back to FAA's Managing Safety. This is Amy Lobota, and today we are speaking with Lois DeGeorge, air traffic controller at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport in Nairobi, Kenya. Lois has been explaining to us a little bit of the training process that gets her to be a full approach qualified controller. But let's take a few steps back and talk a little bit about what made you, Lois, decide to be an air traffic controller.
Okay, so that is out of coincidence. I never really dreamt of being one. What happened is that I saw an advert in the newspaper for air traffic controllers, and I read about it. And when I saw what they do, I was interested. Yeah. But I wouldn't say I have known about it, because it's such a job that you never hear about it, not like doctors or lawyers. So one thing that you dream about when you're small. So actually, just for the advert, I got interested. I Googled on the internet and saw what air traffic controllers do, and that's when I got interested and I applied for the job.
Excellent. When you applied for the job, did you sense that it was a job that was open to both men and women, or did you get any kind of, are you sure you want to do this?
At the beginning, I was open-minded, but once I was told about the job and the long working hours and the stressful work that you do, most people told me that the women shy away from such jobs because you're away. Basically, right now at the moment, I'm doing a night shift, and you're away from your children, from your family, and I was advised that it wouldn't be very good for me. But I'd say that there's nothing too big for a woman for this. Yeah.
I certainly understand that. Tell me a little bit about where you got your training.
Say again.
Can you tell me where you got your training? Did all your training happen in Kenya?
Oh, yes. Our training was at the East African School of Aviation, which is an ICAO recognized training institution. It's one of the three in Africa. So I trained in Nairobi. We did our training for a period of one whole year. We did our aerodrome training and we did our approach training. And when we finished our training, we were posted for on-job training Myself, I was posted to Jomo Kenyatta International Airport. Others were posted to the Wilson Airport. And there's also another airport to Mombasa International Airport.
Excellent. So you were really quite pleased to be able to stay in Nairobi.
Of course, yes. And Jomo Kenyatta is quite near my house, so it was a good thing.
Excellent. Now, I happen to know that you're married to an airline pilot. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so maybe you weren't so intimidated by the odd hours, knowing somebody who already had strange hours for his work, yeah?
Actually, Amy, it was a bit tough for my with my situation, because you can imagine a situation where I am on the night shift and my husband is being a night flight, yeah? It was really bad having to leave my daughter all alone with the nanny. I think it was even worse. I wish I'd be on a night shift and he's on a regular 8-to-5 job, so he can, like, at least I know there's someone there with my daughter. It was a bit tricky. Yeah, I'd say that.
Okay, so it's not as easy as it sounds. And it sounds like you have to use the same kinds of resources that a lot of air traffic controllers are using here in the United States to try and help their families.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of organization.
There's a lot of organization. You have to be brave enough to leave your children with a nanny. It's not easy.
But there must be rewards to this job, reasons why you still want to do it. I mean, are you feeling it's fun, it's good?
It's fun. I wouldn't say fun, but it's fulfilling. That's what I can say. And the challenges that you're presented to every other day, you know, it makes your job interesting. I had a bank job before I applied for this job, and it was quite boring because all I used to do is taking people's applications, ask them, give me your ID and your utility bill, and I open for you an account. And with this, every day is a different challenge, and you're fulfilled when you come to work and there's no incident, there's no accident, and everyone is safe.
Absolutely, and of course, weather is constantly changing, and it poses many problems for air traffic controllers as it does for pilots, I would think.
That is correct. That is correct.
If you had one thing you could say to someone explaining the reasons why they should at least consider a career in air traffic control, what would you tell them?
It's not for the faint-hearted. It's not for the faint-hearted, and you need to be someone who wants a challenge every other day. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so you need to be strong of heart, and you need to be ready for challenge. But other than that, air traffic control can be a very interesting way to go about making a living.
That is correct. Very good.
Excellent. Lois, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to speak to us. It is, you start your busy night shift, and I want to thank you personally. It was a pleasure meeting you at Jomo Kenyatta, and I wish you the very best of luck. We will speak again soon. This is Amy Lobota with Managing Safety from FAA Production Studios.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.